WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Gail Kim. This is WWE Superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie. And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in a room.
How you know?
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Welcome to Pop Goes the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by the awesome folks over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Everybody take a shot. I screwed up the plug. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. It is going to be one of those nights. One of those nights. Because it is New Year's-ish. It's New Year's week. At this point, we are a few days away from New Year's Eve. God, 2017, please get here after this week. Please get here after this week. Oh, my Lord Jesus, stuff has happened. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, as ever, my ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We are here to Pop Goes the Rack on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow along at Wild Talk Radio, Rack Radio Show, and at Lindsay Ward on the Twitter, so you can tweet us throughout the weeks, as we're usually live, but we're not live. We're taping this show because it's the holidays and someone's going to see a Wyatt.
That's why I'm all a flutter. That's why I'm screwing everything up. I get to see Bray! Very excited. I'm like 24 hours away from that, so that tells you exactly when we're pre-recording this. But yeah, you know, it figures the end of 2016 has just kind of been a train wreck, so, you know, so should this show, because it's fitting.
It's all revert back to 1999.
Rob, dude, chill out, okay? I get that, you know, you feel obligated to work up until the end of the year. You can take the next few days off. We're all fine with that. Seriously, after today, we are all fine with that. Don't forget, you and I live in the same city. I can come find you. Just saying.
I feel better.
Well, somebody had to say it. Somebody in this network had to say it, damn it. It's not Saturday yet.
And he has another whole week before we can blame him for stuff, because we're not doing a show live on Saturday night, midnight dish. We're here on Wild Talk Radio Network.
He's got to make it first, because if he does anybody else in the next couple days, we're going to go find him.
If you would like to vent about any of the hashtag blame Rob moments, the number is 267-297-1397. We on CB Radio like to call it the FU line. Give us your thoughts on all the celebrity deaths.
Rob FU for Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds. Jesus, dude. Jesus. That was wrong. That was very, very wrong. You should be ashamed of that.
By looking at the rundown we have tonight, we'll be talking more about death later in the show during hashtag Ask the Rack.
Oh, great. Yay! More death, because death makes everything fun. Not really. By the way, don't forget to check out the other sponsors of this very awesome program who are also amazing. Gerwick.net, TNAAsylum.net, The Haven for TNA fans. Please don't forget to check them out because they're awesome. And, well, we have a lot to get into because, you know, it is Pop Goes the Rack. It's going to be New Year's. 2017 is going to be an amazing year despite politics. We're all going to have a good time. It's going to be way better than 2016, although my 2016 was pretty good. I'm not going to complain. So hopefully 2017, knock wood, will be just as good, if not better. Do you have a good 2016?
Been a pretty decent 2016, yeah. Nothing to overly complain about. There's no grievances that I need to go with the Festivus poll for. We're good.
All right.
We're good.
2017 is the year that we're going to get Bray Wyatt on the show, right? Or Taker?
Well, you have a net. You're going to be there.
I am going to be there.
You have
to be three rows back.
Do you have rope at your house? If not, go to Home Depot and buy some rope before you go, because once you have him in the net, then you have to tie him down into the chair and then stick a microphone in his face.
I have an extension cord.
That could work for handcuffs. All right, that works.
You just, like, lasso him with it.
There you go. That's how we're getting Bray Wyatt on the show.
We're going to rope a Wyatt tomorrow, y'all. We're going to rope a Wyatt.
Yeehaw.
No, we're not, because I don't feel like getting arrested, and he's, like, way bigger than I am on every scale.
That's what she said?
He's got a foot on me, at least, and probably 100 pounds.
Everyone does?
Everyone does. Everybody has at least a foot on me, because I'm just that short.
You're fun size.
I am totally fun size. So, well, speaking of fun, I say we do the two quick news segments, because we got a lot to do on this show. We have news. We have SmackDown Throwdown. We're going to talk a little bit about 205 Live. Yes, that's right. We're skipping NXT for 205 Live because we do have to discuss one thing that happened on it. We're doing predictions and, well, everybody's favorite, Ask the Rack. We have a lot of questions. Thank you so much to everybody who sent them in. We're going to try our best to get through all of them. We may not be able to, which means they will go to next show.
But
FYI.
But I think we'll be able to get them done.
Probably. Depends on how much we have to discuss.
If we become very long-winded, then no, there will not be all questions answered tonight.
Yes. So, first things first, we need to talk about it. Mick Foley and his hip. He has not had hip surgery. The rumor going around that he did have it is false. He posted a statement out on Facebook today, basically stating that he has not had the surgery. He's currently not covered under any kind of insurance, and that he needs about $60,000 to get the surgery done.
Which is why he doesn't want to put it out of pocket. He's attempting to get insurance, but he's wondering if his new insurance will actually cover the pre-existing injury. I think that's something you probably need to disclose before you get the insurance, so, you know. And he probably shouldn't be on Facebook talking about it, because that probably doesn't help. And he even said it probably doesn't help that he's talking about it on Facebook. So it's been a thing. We mentioned it here on the show before. Foley needs some surgery. And it was speculated that it'd be in the beginning part of 2017, which is why when the statement came out on Tuesday, where he, like, DDP put out, like, good luck with the hip surgery or whatever. It's like, wait, he was supposed to do it after the new year. That's where everyone was expecting it to occur, because he was just taking time off to be with the family this week. Kinda made it seem like he was looking for Vince to help with money.
Yeah, it seems like he's trying to drum up a little bit of sympathy for it, which he should have no problem, and probably try to convince WWE to open the purse strings, because let's be realistic, $60,000 to WWE is pocket change, basically. I mean, they drop every bit of that, I think, on Pyro, if not more, for Raw, probably.
Usually, yeah.
So it's not like it hurts that much. They do have a track record in the past of helping other talents with medical needs. A prime example of that is Paul Bearer. He needed gastrointestinal surgery. WWE offered to pay for it, and in exchange, he worked off the debt by making appearances and doing other things for them. So it is possible they could work that out here. I'm not saying that's going on. That's purely speculative. That could be possibly what they're trying to work out right now, if they're trying to work it out. Because I'm sure it would help Foley immensely if WWE were to offer to pay for it in some fashion.
Yeah.
Even if they went halfsies on it.
Yeah, then that would help immensely. But I don't know if they will. Who knows? But yeah, it just sort of felt like, seems like he's looking for help. And he told everyone, please do not, and I repeat, do not start a GoFundMe for him.
Yeah, don't do that.
There's more important things than GoFundMe need to be used for, and it's not him, he's still able to get around, and if he wasn't working for WWE, his health would be better. But since he's traveling a lot, it has aggravated the hip, as it were.
Fair enough.
So please do not start a GoFundMe for him.
Yeah, honor Foley's wishes, do not start a GoFundMe. And if you do, don't keep the money for yourself. You're a jerk if you do that.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because that has happened. Up next, we have, well, the return, that's right, of the XFL in the fact that they're going to have a pop-up Hall of Fame.
Yeah, on January 14th in New York City, for one day only, there is going to be a pop-up exhibit, which will be free to the public, taking place at the Helen Mills Event Space and Theater in Chelsea, showing off memorabilia from the now-defunct league. It's a way to help promote This Was the XFL coming in February for 30 for 30 on ESPN Films.
Shout out if somebody gets a shot of the He Hate Me jersey.
That would be amazing.
Seriously, shout out to somebody who gets the picture of that. Because it's going to be there. You know it is. It's like, I heard about this, and I'm like, who are they going to put in the Hall of Fame? The entire league? It only went for a season.
No, it's not an actual thing like that. No, they're going to show off the memorabilia from the XFL. I kind of like that.
I kind of want to go.
Yeah.
Makes me sad it's in New York and it's not like touring. That would be awesome if it toured.
That would be a cool touring thing.
Or if they put it up at Mania as part of Access, that would be cool.
It would be if WWE is running it, yeah. But I don't think this is the WWE.
No, I think it's ESPN that's running it.
Yeah. So, but it'd be cool.
But I'm sure they donated the memorabilia for it.
Oh yeah, of course. Because they're the only ones who would have it. Unless NBC probably doesn't have any more of it. WWE probably had it in the warehouse somewhere.
Because they have everything in the warehouse.
They really, really do. But that's the news presented by GoRuck.net.
And TNAsylum.net, even though we didn't have a TNA story. And now the SmackDown Throwdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Cena gets edgy. Recognize.
That's right. John Cena made his triumphant return to SmackDown Tuesday with his all serious trumpet promos and everything like that. He's now the distinguished gentleman of WWE, and well, he had a lot to say upon his return. Basically, he's tired of people talking smack about him.
Yeah, he's everyone's saying I have 1 foot out the door and, you know, I'm washed up and all these things, and he just laid it all out there. He did it on SmackDown, he did it on Talking Smack. He was all kinds of fired up. He's in it. It's not the new era, it's the My Time Is Now era. He's sticking around.
Okay, John. Honey, we know you lie. And let me tell you why we know you lie. One of his points was, oh, well, you know, The Miz goes and shoots movies. Randy Orton does. Dean Ambrose does. There's a difference between what they're shooting and what he's shooting. None of them did a movie with Amy Schumer.
All their movies are filmed by WWE Studios.
Yeah, he's doing major motion pictures. He's not doing little itty-bitty. It's like that's maybe how he got started, but now he's doing larger budget films. They're not hosting SNL. They're not hosting the ESPYs. They're not continuing, you know, they don't have their own reality show that is in no way affiliated with WWE, okay?
Could you imagine Dean Ambrose hosting the ESPY Awards?
Oh my god, that'd be hilarious. He'd just be standing there with a beer the entire time. It'd be funny as crap. Because they get to the sport he doesn't know, and he'd be like, what the hell is this? What?
What? Yeah.
Get him on baseball, though. Wouldn't shut up. He'd just talk about the Reds for like 20 minutes. Anyway, tangent. So, you know, they're not doing all these external projects. You know who did? You know how we know he lies? Because Dwayne Johnson did all this crap. Way back in the day. Way before all, you know, John Cena was even a glint in Vince McMahon's eye. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, slowly started doing TV appearances. And then SNL. And then he did The Mummy Returns. And you know what happened after that? He left.
Yeah, he did. What, 2003? 2004 officially?
I think it was like 2004 officially, but he was gone. He, like, did Hollywood Rock, and then he was, like, out of there.
2003 Backlash was his final real match, and then he came back and did WrestleMania 20, and that was sort of just a one-off. And he did, like, one more one-off. And that was just an appearance or two. But yeah, that was it.
That was it. So, I mean, and I'm not faulting Cena for setting up a second career for him. I think Cena is not going to ever fully leave WWE. I think he's very sincere in that. He will always have an involvement in it, whether it's as an on-camera character or as a backstage person. you know, whether he's a producer, whether he's a talent scout, whether he's an advisor, he's a trainer down in NXT, you know, whatever. Whatever Cena decides to do after he's retired from the ring, I think he will always have a part in WWE because he'll always be welcome. That's just how that works.
That is just how that works. And what I found interesting from his comments on Talking Smack is, like, they brought up, you know, all the things you said about The Rock, right?
Yeah, and then he's like, those were the stupidest things I've ever said, because now he realizes he's a complete and utter hypocrite. Like, a complete hypocrite.
He has to stick around longer and do all his stuff because of the stuff he said.
Yeah, it's like, he knows that the reason everybody is saying what they're saying is because he said all that crap a couple of years ago.
So now he has to work twice as hard just because of his mouth.
Yeah, and he's kicking himself in the butt for that. Severely kicking himself in the butt for that. But yeah, I mean, it's like, I'm not saying Cena's going to leave tomorrow.
No, but his days as being a full-time performer are winding down, and 3 years from now, he'll be a big show-only guy.
Which, that's perfectly fine, because you know what? Honestly, he's earned it.
Yeah, he's been wrestled for 15 years. By that point, it's like, yeah, he's done. We're at 14 now. It's like, he's earned it.
I mean, it's like, it's time for the next generation, the next big name to take over from John Cena and lead WWE forward. And right now, that's AJ Styles. I'm not saying AJ Styles is going to last another 10 years, because let's be real, he's probably not. But, you know, for now, AJ Styles is picking up the flag, and then they'll go from there. But John, I think, has earned the right to at least pursue external projects. I'm not judging him for doing it. I just think he lies when he's like, oh yeah, you know, I'm totally not going to leave. No, no, we know. It's okay, John. We know. We see the signs. We're fine with it.
We're cool.
We're cool.
One thing he did say on SmackDown was, it's not the new era, it's the My Time Is Now era. And he challenged AJ Styles for a match at the Royal Rumble for the WWE Championship. Why? Because I'm John Cena. Recognize.
Little bit of Thugonomics John Cena thrown in there.
I like
little
that.
Little bit.
I really like that.
He's kind of turning that heel.
Just slightly.
Just slightly. Because, you know, he's turning... Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, so he challenged the winner of the triple threat match for the WWE Championship, which happened to be AJ Styles, of course.
Shocker.
They had a good match. AJ won with taking out Corbin with the forearm and then pinned Dolph Ziggler. Hey, Ziggler lost another match. Shock face, anyone? What was the best part about SmackDown was when they brought up Dolph Ziggler's name, the crowd booed.
Well, I mean...
it was fitting.
I mean, is it any shock?
No, it just made me laugh. That's all.
I mean, seriously, is it really any shock to anybody that, hey, you know, Dolph Ziggler, who we're still all trying to figure out how he ended up in this match after losing to The Miz, but okay, yeah, Dolph is number one contender for the WWE title against AJ Styles. Okay, fine. All right, cool. We'll give him that. And somehow Baron Corbin got involved in this too. I have no idea. I'm still trying to work all this out. Other than somebody won a match to earn the number one contendership when they really shouldn't have earned it in the first place, but we're not going to go there. So, yeah, and it's like, it's Dolph Ziggler. It's the man of a million chances. It's the guy who continues to give these heartfelt, impassioned speeches, and he loses. And it's to the point where I got, with the IC title, feud with Miz, where it's like, dude, you better win, or we're done. I mean, honestly, after that feud, that killed any love I really have for Dolph Ziggler, because I was done. I was tired of it. I'm still tired of it. I am sick of the shtick with Dolph Ziggler. Either do something with him or not. But it's like, every time he goes up to bat, every time it's like, oh yeah, you know, I'm the best there is. You know, I'm the Shawn Michaels ripoff. I'm going to go out there and steal the show and do my thing and be the best and yada, 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 yada. And then he loses. Because that's what Dolph Ziggler does. It's to the point, it's a joke. And I hate saying that about the guy because he is super talented. Super talented. Super talented. Mad respect for Dolph Ziggler, but I'm done. I'm tired of it. I am sick of this crap. Either do something with him or don't do something with him, but stop.
So you mentioned the Intercontinental Championship.
Yes.
That's held by The Miz.
Yes.
He only wanted to talk to one reporter on SmackDown Live.
Did.
That being Renee Young. So she's asking him a question, and then who wanders up as security? Dean Ambrose. Thoughts?
I like them together. I like this, that when he kind of wandered off after Miz has sent the rest of security away, he sort of shows up and Renee just gets this smirk on her face, and it's like, yeah, okay.
We're good.
We're good.
Yeah, it was a great little bit, and then bringing up that, then you have talking smack.
Oh my god, talking smack. Talking smack was hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
Where they're just standing there tag teaming JBL, and he has no idea what to do, and it's just funny as crap.
They're flirting with one another. He's talking about how she's a tough hockey player, or was a tough hockey player. And, you know, he wants to punch out Mrs. Teeth, and he wants to, use another
But he really, really, really likes Miz.
He really likes the Miz, yes. He really likes the Miz. But he wants to take out his veneers, and she's like, they're expensive. And he really likes the Miz. It's just great. You have to go see it.
It's hard to describe, because they're sitting there and they're talking, and he's like, you know, I'm going to maul him. And of course, you know, he's acting like a five-year-old. And she's like, you know, at least talk into the mic so we can hear you, because we can't really hear you right now. And she's trying to be the mom of all this and trying to control him. And he's like wandering around and he's fidgeting and he's just, you know, doing whatever he wants and making the insane comments that Dean Ambrose does. And she's just like, dude, chill. Dude. But yeah, the segment backstage with him was just amazing. Because, you know, she's like standing there and he just walks up and she's like, my boyfriend's going to kill you now. Bye.
See ya, bye.
The only thing that would have made that better is if they did a fist bump.
Fist bumps are only allowed for the Shield.
Because I kind of like her being the brains. Don't ask me why, but it's like she's the brains to his crazy and they just go on these crazy adventures together.
Yeah.
Like, book me that. Make me a reality show of Dean and Renee's crazy adventures. Road trip.
Also on the show, Alexa Bliss retained the women's championship over Becky Lynch, but there was a mysterious La Luchadora at ringside as well.
Okay, can we more talk about Alexa's arm?
Her double-jointedness?
And her double-jointedness and how she's apparently Gumby?
Yeah, that was sick.
That was like, her elbow, like, she got put in the disarmer, and her elbow literally bent backwards. Like, it's not supposed to bend that way, but somehow, some way, her elbow was bent all the way back. Mm-hmm. Like, to the point it was curved. And it was just like, oh my god, like, everybody, including the announcers, was, like, freaking out about it. And then she, like, somehow popped it back in, I guess, and beat Becky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a mysterious little Luchadora, we think it's Naomi.
It's Naomi, or it's Daisy Fuentes, or it's somebody else.
Wait, Daisy Fuentes, wasn't she the MTV VJ?
Or whoever the announcer, or the interviewer chick is backstage.
Dasha,
thank you, Dasha.
Daisy Fuentes, she's the chick from...
It started with a D!
I just remember, she was the VJ, the MTV VJ, right? Yeah.
I think so. Okay. That dates me.
That dates
right
me.
Right there.
That dates the both of us. So, you know, how you go.
But yeah. It's just like, oh, okay, alright.
So am I allowed to talk about this last topic?
No.
Alright, let's move on to 205 Live. No, first. And new WWE SmackDown Live Tag Team Champions, who should have won about 2 weeks ago so I could have the points, American Alpha.
In the WTF moment of the night.
It really was. It's like, what
They
the
didn't
heck?
Even have them a month.
No, we figured this was an easy win for them, especially the way the match was building. It's like, this is an easy win for them. Oh no, Luke and Randy have miscommunications. One bumps into another. Randy needs the Grand Amplitude, and they win.
I would like to point out they keep saying that, you know, they pinned the family.
They did.
No.
Yes,
they pinned Randy Orton.
Who's
he's not part of the family.
He is part of the family.
He's not going to be after this.
He was definitely part of the family that night.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
It's a thing.
Nope.
Oh, yes, it is.
Totally not a thing.
Totally a thing.
Randy Orton lost them that match. This is why he should not be part of the family.
Technically, it was Luke's screw-up that cost them the match.
No, it wasn't. It was Randy. It was all Randy. Luke is blameless in this.
So
he's a perfect little angel.
So Bray Wyatt's look after the match, though.
Murder glare. Somebody's gonna die. I don't know when, I don't know how, and I don't know who, but somebody's gonna die.
There you go. So, that was SmackDown Live. You know, comparing the two cities for Raw and SmackDown, and they were in the same city, two shows, rather, SmackDown had the livelier crowd.
SmackDown had the better crowd. I think overall, SmackDown had the little bit better show.
They did. They had a lot better show. They had all important matches. There was no really filler to it.
Yeah, I mean, SmackDown, I think, overall was a better show, even though Boo Boo and Luke and the other one lost the titles.
He's just now the other one?
He's the other one.
He's the other one now.
He's in the doghouse, all right, or the snake house, or whatever the hell it is. He lost them the titles. And then Bray had to break them up.
Bray did have to break them up at that point. Yeah, he did.
You know, that was like the most awkward car ride ever.
Oh, probably was. Oh, it probably really, really was. But now, I guess it's time for 205 Live?
Okay, we're not going to talk about the whole show.
No, but we have music.
We do? We have music?
The the music of the gentleman, Jack Gallagher.
I kind of love that this is his music. I really do.
So on Monday Night Raw, Jack Gallagher challenged Daivari to a duel. And we actually had a duel. So the setup was Daivari comes out in his gear, Gallagher comes out in his suit, and there's a table set up in the ring. It had a... And he explained the weapons that were on the table. You get to choose one. We had a frying pan, a rope, an umbrella, a pipe, a wrench, a candlestick holder, which was a gift from his friend, Colonel Mustard, two vases, and a teapot. We were playing Clue. Jack Gallagher murdered Daivari in the ring with an umbrella, basically. So he set him up. They do the back and forth. Daivari grabs takes the pipe. Gallagher has the umbrella. He goes, "We're gonna go back to back and take three paces, then go." And he starts go 1, 2, and then Daivari attacks. Gallagher uses the umbrella, beats the crap out of him with the umbrella. Daivari gets in control for a little bit, but Gallagher recovers, hits his headbutt and a dropkick in the corner. Daivari rolls out. Gallagher wins via forfeit. The duel is over. But?
There was a but.
But what?
I thought you said but. Did you not say but? I heard but. Did anybody else out there hear a but? Oh, wait, this is recorded. Never mind.
Thoughts.
Oh, thoughts. I heard but. For some reason, I heard but.
Baby got but?
No, sure.
That don't work.
No. Yeah, that don't work.
That don't work.
I love this. I thought this was fantastic. I kind of want more of the Gallagher character. Like, I really kind of want more of it. And I still need him to find the Vaudevillains.
It's a shame he's a cruiserweight, because he's a great character.
But I feel like they could push him outside of being a cruiserweight.
That's what I'm saying. He's a great character.
Because I kind of want him to form the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
That would be cool.
Like, form a stable, call it the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, even though that would probably get them sued, and yeah.
League of Amazing Gentlemen.
But he's the Extraordinary Gentleman.
But his group could be the Amazing Gentlemen. He's just the extraordinary one of the group.
They're the Adjective Gentlemen?
Go with that.
League of Adjectives? Extraordinary! Amazing!
Amazeballs. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, this was really good. Also, Drew Gulak got a suit, and he looked very nice in the suit. But he's still Kokai. Because Kokai.
So that's our 205 recap here on Pop Goes the Rack.
So now I say we take our first break of the evening, which we may have more, who knows. So, you're listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com. It is Pop Goes the Rack. And when we come back, we're going to be doing Tweet of the Week, 27 Predictions, and we will be doing Ask the Rack. You don't want to miss it. So it's Pop Goes the Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we'll be right back. I am the sin in the bottom head.
Have you heard CB Radio's Lone Jobber Holiday Bash?
Now, does Rocco go with a real Christmas tree, or does he go with the aluminum pole?
We do not do the fake crap.
Okay.
We do the old-fashioned real tree. None of this fake stuff.
Oh, okay. But we do, so, oh well.
You guys celebrate wrong, man.
Hey, you don't get to say that unless it's properly been put through a 64-part tournament, depending on if you want a pine tree, a fig tree, a Festivus pole, unless there is a giant-ass tournament that takes place in one night, because that's how CB Radio rolls. Screw you, our Sunday nights. We can actually do a 64-part tournament in one night, whereas it takes you months to do a 32. Until we have that done, Rock, you cannot say that it's right or wrong.
Hear the Lone Jobber Holiday Bash available now at wildtalkradio.com and cbradiolive.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night.
Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. Whoa! You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got fired!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Have you subscribed to the Rack Radio Show YouTube channel? If you haven't, this is what you are missing. 5 days of WWE 2K17 content. Mondays are Mashup Mondays featuring your favorite superstars performing entrances of other WWE superstars. Tuesdays is Raw Redo, featuring a matchup redone from the previous night's Monday Night Raw. Wednesdays are My Journey Wednesdays following Sir Rockin's path in the My Career mode. Thursdays are Throwback Thursdays featuring a classic WWE battle. Fridays are Fantasy Fridays featuring a fantasy battle with your favorite WWE superstars. Plus monthly simulations for every WWE pay-per-view. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now to youtube.com/rackradioshow for daily content from WWE 2K17.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bell Twins, and you're listening to the Rap Radio Show. Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
Welcome back to Pop Goes the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestle Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And it is the intern portion of the show, brought to you by our friends over at TNAsylum.net and Gerwick.net, where we are going to make our 2017 predictions. But first, before we do that, Tweet of the Week.
I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're given. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty! So I just kind of sort of raided Sheamus's Twitter. So these are pretty much all Sheamus with like a little Kevin Owens dotted in there. So, Vikas Aranon, I hope I said your name right, I'm so sorry if I didn't, tweeted Kevin Owens and said, "You're a coward, you're nothing on your own," and Kevin Owens replied, "I don't wear sunglasses indoors, though." Kevin Fooch tweeted Sheamus and asked him, "How many inches are around are your arms? How big is your chest? How much weight can you flat bench press for only one repetition?" And he replies with, "1, 24.5 inch pythons, 2, same diameter as a keg of Guinness, 3, all of them, and yes, I call push-ups earth downs."
Did the only thing they not ask him was his you-know-what size?
They ran out of characters.
Could have used an emoji.
Is there a dick emoji?
I don't know.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
That seems like a CB radio thing. You should know that.
How was that a... Oh, my God.
Because that's all you talk about. That and death.
No, we also talk about food. Remember? We had all great food debate.
Oh, that's true. You did. Yes. But normally it's all about dildos and dicks. And
not all death. The time.
The giant blue dildo.
That was 300-something episodes ago. 400 episodes ago.
It's still relevant!
It really is. Anyway, continue.
Christina, turn into Suvi Radio every Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as they can get it. Ding!
Starting in 2017.
Cheap plug! Is there any kind of pre-record for New Year's?
No.
Bastards. Lazy! Lazy!
Though we did come up with a name on Monday, what it could have been.
What?
Lone Jobbers Rockin' Eve.
Oh, dude, you should have done it.
If we thought about it days ago, we would have planned it out.
Damn it, Jobber! You are president of the CB Radio Party! Get on this crap!
Anyway, continue.
Christina Brandarf tweeted, "I absolutely loved Michael Cuddits as Abraham, but I still think that Sheamus should have been chosen. No offense, Walking Dead." And Sheamus replies, "How do you know we're not the same guy? No one can tell two gingers apart. No one. I'm pretty sure we can tell you two apart, Sheamus." It's not even, and Kevin Owens goes, "It's not even 7 a.m. yet." And I just, and this just rocked my face. And he tweeted a picture of him listening to Win by Shania Twain. Bless. Cesaro tweeted out, "What a great new picture by Rob Schomburger. Truly captures the essence of the team. As you can see, Sheamus loves it as well. Hashtag champions." It is a picture of Rob. And Cesaro smiling, giving the thumbs up, with Sheamus being all grumpy. And Sheamus goes, "When baldies unite, the ginger fades into the background. Hashtag perspective, hashtag biased art." Sheamus, a broke is the Christmas gift that keeps on giving and giving. So I gifted Xavier this mistletoe. Raw tag team champions in a row. And it's a picture of Sheamus broke kicking Xavier, because, you know, puns. Puns are awesome. He's been hanging out with Becky. And lastly, Sheamus tweets a picture of himself with Cesaro on Cesaro's birthday, where Cesaro is wearing a cake on his head, and he goes, "This lad, Cesaro, setting fashion trends. They're calling it the hashtag cake hawk. Even Madonna digs it."
That's all I got?
That's all I got.
So I've been researching the emoji. It was a thing. There's something called flirt emojis. We'll talk about it later. Anyway.
There is one, isn't there?
We'll talk about it later.
There's a dick emoji, y'all. There's a dick emoji. You heard it here first on the rack.
There's a rack emoji, too. Anyway, Not Sports Center report to show his appreciation for what he's done for him this season. Dak Prescott got Tony Romo a beautiful new clipboard for Christmas. Johnny Gargano just had a profound self-revelation at 12:26 a.m. I'm pretty sure the DuckTales theme song might be my favorite song of all time.
Oh, Johnny.
Chiappa, go to bed, man. Gargano replied, "We never go to bed." And it's Gargano and his wife dancing to that.
That's adorable.
Fake ESPN Ezekiel Elliott gave his O-lineman John Deere UTVs as Christmas gifts. Meanwhile, Dak Prescott gave Tony Romo a gold lace back brace. Fake ESPN congrats the Jets for ruining both Christmas and Hanukkah in the same day for their fans. I tweeted, "After watching Up Up Down Down, I was inspired to make an image." It got blown up and had just 287 likes and 43 retweets. Austin Cree replied, "Ah, ha, 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 ha," at "I like Sami Zayn." Current AFC playoff quarterbacks, Nita Streak Thumb sent us. Tom Brady, Big Ben, Alex Smith, Matt Moore, Tom Savage, Matt McGloin. There's a lot of crapper ones. Figgy has been, "Congrats to the Houston Texans on winning the AFC South and earning the right to get blown out at home in the first round of the playoffs." Fake ESPN, "Christmas, that special day when we honor Jesus by ignoring our loved ones to watch NBA basketball for 12 hours. Not Sports Center breaking, the Denver Broncos has officially clinched home couch advantage throughout the playoffs. Zack Ryder, "Unfortunately, I won't be at WWE MSG tonight, but don't worry, New York, Curt Hawkins will be in action." Robbie E goes, "I'm so pissed I follow you on Twitter." Cody Rhodes, "He and Curt were a tag team, remember? Zach tweets about it at least 11 times a week. At least. Fandango. I love to scratch lottery tickets. It's not even about the money. Fake ESPN. Neither Miami, Ohio, or Mississippi State have a winning record, but are playing in a bowl. Welcome to St. Petersburg Participation Bowl. Keep it 5-star. Bo Dallas and Darren Young versus the Shining Stars. This is what happens when you cancel superstars. Fake ESPN. We'd like to personally thank the Make-A-Wish Foundation for helping the Browns achieve what was once thought impossible. Winning a game. Not sports center. Breaking. Tony Romo has gotten off the bench for the Cowboys and gone to get some water. He was thirsty. Hashtag Detroit vs. Dallas. Not sports center. Did you know this is the first time Cowboy fans have had 13 wins in the season since last year, when they experienced 15 wins as Panther fans? Not sports center. Breaking. The Bills have fired Rex Ryan, Rob Ryan, all their employees named Ryan, all players named Ryan, and any fans named Ryan. Rusev. Today is a sad day. Thank you, Rex. And goodbye, Buffalo Bills. You are a terrible team, and I don't care about you anymore. Keep it 5-star. John Cena's worst year includes hosting the ESPYs and SNL, being part of USA Love campaign, and beating the Wyatts at WrestleMania. Hashtag SmackDown Live. Keep it 5-star. Mr. McMahon, Randy seems to be having a lot of fun with the Wyatt family. Darker Mr. McMahon. Have them break up. Hashtag Tag Team Titles. And finally, Week 17 NFC Playoff Scenarios by Not Sports Center. Green Bay winning in. Detroit winning in. Tampa winning pray. Minnesota, maybe on Xbox? Carolina, use time machine. Travel to 2015. That's tweet of the week.
How can they break up if they're not a family, though?
But they are a family.
They're not a family.
They are totally a family.
They're not a family.
They probably exchange Christmas gifts and everything.
Did Wyatt celebrate Christmas?
Why wouldn't they?
What would they get each other?
I don't know. Maybe that's a question for another show.
When we have Bray Wyatt, work on it.
Anyway, time for the intern part of the show. Until later when he has some questions. But he wants predictions for 2017.
It's going to be a better year than 2016, damn it.
So let's go. Run through them.
Oh, it's actual predictions. Oh, okay. So it's basically, I thought it was just random. Okay, never mind. I should actually look at our, you know, prepped sheet.
See, he even underlined it.
He underlined segment.
I know. So you can read it.
I don't pay attention to that crap. No, you don't understand. By the time we get to the joy of the week, I don't have to look at the sheet anymore. I actually usually close it. Because once we get past the news, and it's like, oh, okay, I don't have to look at it anymore. Great!
Well, this one, you need to.
Crap. Alright, so the segment, because we're so professional on this show.
One of us is.
Yeah, one of us is. You're giving your performance.
Moving on, because anything I say will be bad, so move on.
Who will be the champions at the end of the next year, a.k.a. 2017? And then he has in parentheses, I will listen and track these again like last year.
Because our last year predictions were so, I think I had a half a point, you had a third of a point. And technically, you don't even get that. See, we had this argument. You don't even get that third of a point now. They lost the belt. They lost the belts.
Okay. I still don't have to make the acknowledgement, because they're not a family, so, you know.
And we did say last week that they probably won't even change the titles. We were wrong. So
they
here we go.
To us.
Here we go. Let's make some predictions now, because we're totally awesome at this.
WWE Universal Champion.
1 year from now.
All right. Who's down in NXT right now? We got Joe. We got Nakamura. We've got... okay, but wait. Universal. That... Okay, that's Raw. See, Owens is champion right now.
Roman Reigns.
Shinsuke.
Next.
U.S. title.
Currently Roman Reigns, so subtract 3, carry the 2, multiply by 7, divided by 4. Need a roster. Time to pull up a roster.
Yeah, I need to look at this.
To our favorite place, WWE.com.
We should have been prepared for this. We really should have been prepared for this, but yeah.
I thought I could name people off the top of my head. Because there's a great list of candidates for that belt at this point. So a lot of people are cruiserweights. Let's see. Who on Monday Night Raw? And this all could change, too. So might as well look at the full roster, because people could be moved. I'll go with this. You'll be traded from SmackDown to Raw, and your U.S. champion at the end of 2017 will be Apollo Crews.
Actually, I'm changing my pick for Universal title.
Okay.
Because I can do that. It's my show. I forgot about him. Finn Balor. Called my shot. It's going to be Balor.
Okay. Now, who's your U.S. champion?
Sami Zayn.
All right, next one.
Up next, we have the Raw Tag Team Champions. This is difficult, because it could be a made-up tag team, or it could be an actual tag team. Because what tag teams do they have? They have New Day, they have Sheamus and Cesaro.
Who won't be a team by the end of next year.
Who won't be a team by the end of 2017. You have the Shining Stars, you have the Club, who may or may not be around by the end of 2017.
Let's go with the Revival for Raw.
Damn it, you took my pick.
You're allowed to make the same pick.
Fine, the Revival.
Next.
Next. The Raw Women's Champion. Bayley.
It's Charlotte for her 7th title reign.
Oh, you're calling a number now.
It was making more of a joke. No, it'll be Charlotte. She'll be her 5th title reign at that point. Yeah, Charlotte.
Going with my girl, Bayley. And to finish out Raw, the Cruiserweight Champion. I don't know, dude, but it's going to trade Chance like 15 times before the end of the year.
Damn it! That was my joke.
Beat you!
That was my prediction. It's going to change hands at least 10 times between now and then. That's my prediction. It will change hands 10 times between January 1st and December 31st.
You know what? Since I really don't know a lot about the Cruiserweights, Neville. I'm just going to say it's Neville. I'll give the Angry Elfman a title.
Let's go with Tozawa, just to have a name. Alright, next.
For SmackDown, the WWE Champion. I know who I want it to be.
At the end of 2017, the WWE Champion on SmackDown Live will be...
I want it to be Boo Boo, but it's not going to be Boo Boo.
Screw it, Bray Wyatt.
Boo Boo, Bray Wyatt, why not? I want it. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. He'll probably be, like, at the bottom of the card.
Or on Raw, but who knows?
Or on Raw, but, you know, because, yeah, we don't know what they're doing with trades, but anything's possible. Intercontinental Champion, Miz.
The easy answer to say is Dolph Ziggler, but I'm not going to do that.
Miz, it's going to be Miz. He's, like, the permanent IC Champion.
He makes a great IC Champion.
He really does.
Let's go Sami Zayn.
All right. Tag Team Champions.
American Alpha.
What tag teams are on? Slater and Rhino are done, right?
By the end of 2017, they most surely will be done.
So we have American Alpha, we have the Usos, we have the Ascension.
Breezango.
Well, they'll be broken up by then. Hype Bros, Vaudevillains. Yeah, American Alpha.
What else? What's next?
Women's Champion.
Carmella.
I'm going to call a shot in the dark and say Naomi.
All right, what's next?
NXT Champion.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
I have to go look at the... NXT's difficult because you don't know who's going to be down there by the end of the year.
I don't think anyone on this roster will be down there by the end of the year.
I forgot about Asuka. NXT Champions.
I got it. Chris Hero.
Oh, crap. I forgot about Bobby Roode. Hideo Itami.
Next.
Women's Champion.
Liv Morgan. Because you only live once.
I'm going to say Nikki Cross.
Next.
Tag Team Champions.
Tag Team not on the roster.
I'm going to say it's Ellerling's boys.
Yeah, I was going to say Authors of Pain. We'll go with Authors of Pain.
Yeah, because we have to go with who's currently on the roster.
We'll go with them.
Okay, so now that I'm looking at NXT, I need to change picks.
Okay. What are you changing?
I want to change U.S. Champion to Bobby Roode.
Okay. You feel confident about that one?
Yeah. Think about Bobby Roode as a U.S. Champion.
Some would say it would be glorious.
It'd be glorious, and it would be victorious. So that does it for the NXT or for the predictions for 2017. We probably got none of them right, like we did this time. So you know, but we'll see how it goes at the end of 2017.
No, these are all money in the bank. Bet on them.
No, they're not. Please don't bet on them. You'll lose money. So anyway, we're going to take our second break because we found an opportunity to take one. So when we come back, it's here. It's finally here, y'all. We're going to answer your questions. And hopefully we'll do our best to give you what you need. So it's Ask the Rack, neck, right here. Screw up the plug, and I'm not even drunk. Go me. It's Ask the Rack, next, right here on Pop Goes the Rack on WildTalkRadio.com. Bulletproof, nothing to lose. Far away, ricochet, you take your aim. Far away, far away.
Which one of your favorite WTR personalities is truly king of the WTR ring?
Find out when your favorite WTR personalities battle in the virtual realm. Subscribe now to youtube.com/recradioshow and check in at 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Mountain every Monday to find out who is truly the king of the WTR ring. Once again, subscribe now to youtube.com/recradioshow. Let the battle begin.
Have you heard CB Radio's Lone Jobber Holiday Bash?
Hello.
Ho, ho, ho! This is Jobber Claus. Is this Brent I'm speaking to?
Oh, God, yeah.
Ho, ho, ho! Now, sir, you are on CB Radio's Holiday Bash, hosted by the Lone Jobber.
Lone Jobber.
And what we do in this time when I do these shows is we have a little fun little contest we call the K-Job Call Out Carolyn Contest. Can you give us a little carol for us, sir? Remember, you agreed to be called.
What carol?
Anyone you feel most comfortable with. You know, I'm a benevolent deity in that sort.
Yeah, go ahead and give me one. Why not? I will try and do a bar of it and that's about it.
Well, how about a silent night? We've always had a real good success with silent night.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, see, this is going to be tone deaf, so don't worry about it.
Oh, I used to do this show, and I used to have to do my own caroling. You don't have no idea.
Okay, wait. I guess if I can remember silent night, it's been a while.
Okay.
I know about three lines. That's about it.
You know what? That's going to be better than we've got thus far.
Hear the Lone Jobber Holiday Bash available now at wildtalkradio.com and cbradiolive.com.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Interview with the one and only Broken Matt Hardy? Head over to youtube.com/rackradioshow right now to hear all things total nonstop deletion from the one and only Broken Matt Hardy.
Yes, this is Broken Matt Hardy, and you are listening to the Rock Radio Show. Please tune in every chance you get. I find it absolutely wonderful.
Here on wildtalkradio.com, brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at instagram.com/mbg1211. Also, check out our amazing sponsors, gerwick.net and tnasylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. And yes, it's here, y'all. It's finally here. Ask the Rack.
You ask it, we answer it. It's Ask the Rack.
I completely forgot we had an intro for that.
I found it like 5 minutes ago. Anyway.
So who's asking, you or me?
We'll go back and forth. You start.
All right. So, first question. Don't know who submitted it, but thank you for your question. What does the long-term, I guess, outlook of wrestling look like? Is it going to grow again, or does UFC take more of the fans?
This one came from Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
The long-term future of wrestling looks like a very strong and healthy one, because it's ever-growing and ever-expanding. We are seeing things like the UK Championship. Basically, this is going to answer a second question. Is the WWE over-expanding? No, because they're going back to what made wrestling popular, regionalizing, and they're starting with the UK. They're going to build a brand in the UK and then grow from there. So you're going to have regions of fans growing and learning, loving the sport of professional wrestling. Long term, they're in a great position because there's so much talent out there. And that's outside of WWE as well. There's so much talent. And they're all going to get a showcase. Flow Sports and what they're doing is going to give people an opportunity to see a lot of independent promotions from around the world, stuff they've never seen before. So the long-term future of wrestling is very positive.
I would agree with that. I think also you need to add in the fact that UFC is actually shrinking a little bit. They've sort of hit market saturation. They're almost at the oversaturation point with everything that they do. And WWE is mindful of that because they understand that they can hit oversaturation very quickly, which is why when you see these regionalized events like the Cruiserweight Classic, like the UK, and so on and so forth, where they do these very special events, that they do them in a way that it's like a one-time-only thing, or so 1 year only. So next year, you know, if they decide, hey, we want to do another Cruiserweight Classic, they can do that, and it's not an oversaturation thing. You have 205 Live, which gives the Cruiserweights, for an example, a space to shine because they don't get that much time on Raw, but they can go there and they can shine and they can do their thing without oversaturating the market. I think WWE has the advantage over UFC in the sense that they do have their own network.
I will say this. Well, UFC has their own fight network, fight pass thing for pay-per-views and such. But that's a whole other thing. I will say this. If the UK stuff comes and starts hitting Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, then we got an issue. But if it becomes its own thing and stays its own thing, then you'll be fine. Then you're not oversaturating, because then it'll be that fan base who can see that.
Yeah, and I think regionalizing it, I think basically kind of reinventing the territories without reinventing the territories is a smart idea, because now you're not taking WWE talent and putting them over in Europe or putting them in a very specific region. You're taking talent from that region and giving them the exposure in that region, which then they can go to the smaller promotions outside of WWE. They can attract fans to those promotions, which generates revenue, which helps those promotions grow. So it's kind of almost like a trickle-down thing, where the more exposure these guys and girls get from WWE, either in their own home country or internationally, that grows a fan base, that grows an opportunity for a lot of people to take advantage of that spotlight.
I will say this about UFC. UFC is going to be changing, because now they got to go to a formula of big money matches all the time to sell pay-per-views, because they're 4-point-something billion in debt, and they have to pay off that debt. So big money matches are what they're looking for now. The UFC is not going to be what it was, because it's been sold.
Yeah, the thing with UFC is they need to find that next star. UFC benefited a lot from the likes of Brock Lesnar, from way, way back in the day, the Shamrocks. You know, the list kind of goes on and on of all the top stars that they had, because they really did enjoy a very fruitful period where they had several very large names that were household names. Everybody pretty much knew them, and they would tune in to see them fight. And one by one, they've all moved on, UFC has not been able to find really that big name. They have Conor McGregor, but Conor McGregor is sort of a hindrance as much as he is a help, because when he opens his mouth, he doesn't open his mouth to help UFC. I think there was a lot of hope in CM Punk, because CM Punk was that crossover from WWE, like Brock Lesnar. He had the fan base, brought it with him. He was a name. It created a lot of publicity, a lot of attention. Everybody's really excited for it, either for the good or for the bad. And everybody was very eager to see what he could do, whether he could, in fact, translate from wrestling to UFC style fighting, similar to how Brock Lesnar did it. I think they had a lot of hopes riding on Punk, and when Punk didn't pan out, it was sort of that oh crap moment, because you notice how quickly Punk has gone away, because it's like he went out there and everybody saw what they needed to see. He can't fight. You know, he got dropped in 2 minutes and 50 seconds, 51 seconds, something like that. Not even. So I think WWE, to answer the question, I think WWE isn't overexpanding. They're being smart about the overexpansion, because things like the UK Championship, it's not permanent. They're not going to be doing it year-round. It's a tournament for a couple weeks. They crown a champion, and then they have to determine how that championship gets defended, whether they bring it to Raw or SmackDown, whether it gets its own show on the network, you know, what have you. However they decide to do that, and then that's a different conversation altogether. But for right now, just for doing the special, it's not an overnight expansion.
Yeah, I would agree.
So I hope that answers the question.
I think we knocked out the first two. What's next?
Who do you think has been grossly underrated this year, Bray Wyatt?
This year, Cesaro. I know he won a tag title, but for most of the year, he's been very underrated this year by the company itself.
I would say Sheamus. I would throw Sheamus on that list, too. I know a lot of people don't like Sheamus.
I started to hate him, but I like him with Cesaro.
When he's like this, Sheamus is incredibly entertaining. And they have a problem making Sheamus like this, because it's like he's half serious and he's half comedy and he's just kind of being a dick. But he's funny. It's like when he took the belt off Roman last year, and he was being the champion, and he was just being a giant dick. It was hilarious. It was absolutely hilarious, and he was owning it.
He was owning it.
And everybody just sort of shit all over it. But it's like, you know, I think Sheamus is one of those underrated wrestlers that it's like, he's really talented, he's really entertaining, but nobody sees it because they're like, oh, crap, it's Sheamus. But he's really funny because he's that sort of stiff, deadpan sort of guy to Cesaro's very charming self, if that makes sense. But definitely Bray Wyatt. Totally Bray Wyatt. And Luke Harper. Jesus hell, Luke Harper. Give that man all the things. All the things. Sorry, I took over. I'll be quiet now. You went quiet.
Is that how you're laughing on mute? I forgot I muted when I laughed. But to be fair on Luke Harper, he was hurt for 90% of the year.
He was hurt for 90% of the year, but I still feel like he's overrated, or he's underrated in general.
He is very underrated. Alright, were you pleasantly surprised by anything that happened in wrestling this year? Goldberg coming back for a match was surprising, but it really wasn't because of the video game. Kinda expected it. Expected Daniel Bryan to retire at some point.
Expected Brie to get knocked up.
Always expected Brie to get knocked up. Brie mode!
It was a pleasant surprise to get the Bella Twins on the Rack Extra.
We'll go with that.
That was a good surprise.
It's a great surprise. Check it out, rackradioshow.com.
We are going to pimp that forever. I'm trying to think of what else happened this year.
The draft was a little unexpected.
The draft was good, and the draft was... No, pleasant surprise. Shane McMahon.
Shane McMahon was the big surprise. Yeah.
Shane McMahon, our Lord and Savior, coming back to wrestling, finally. That was a good surprise. That was an awesome surprise.
Which return from injury are you most excited for?
Who's that hurt?
Zack Ryder's hurt.
This is where we go back to the roster.
Hideo Itami's hurt.
I would be happy for Hideo.
We'll go with Hideo as the answer, because I...
Okay, this is where we have to go through. Why is Adam Rose still... Oh, wait, he's in the alumni section, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, I got it. Finn Balor.
Yeah, Finn. I'll be excited for Finn.
We'll go with that one as an answer. Is there anything you're completely over this year? New Day. I've grown tired of the New Day. I need a little bit of a break of the New Day.
Dolph Ziggler.
I'm over completely over Dolph Ziggler. If you haven't heard any of my rants over the past year about Dolph Ziggler, go check him out at Wild Talk Radio, rockradioshow.com.
Rewind the show.
Rewind the show for Lindsay's. Rewind. Anyway, who's going to be the next call-up from NXT, male and female? Samoa Joe, male. Even though I predicted her to be the NXT Women's Champion at the end of the year, I would say Liv Morgan, but no. The girls, the Australian girls, Peyton Royce and...
Billie Kay.
They'll be the next women call-up.
I'm gonna say Joe, and I would guess Asuka is probably gonna come up. But I would not expect her till later in the year because they're still actively rebuilding the women's division on NXT.
And they don't need her on the main roster right now.
They don't need her on the main roster right now. So it's, they can take their time with her and get her more comfortable because, I mean, it is right now where she's dominating the women's division and they have to build that next baby face to take her down. So in the meantime, they'll just throw people at her because, you know, that's how they roll.
Alright, what's next?
Did y'all get anything cool for Christmas?
You want to go first?
I got a 55-inch TV. I'm looking at it right now. It's very pretty.
I got Sega Genesis. Also bought a 50-inch Ultra HD 4K television. That's pretty freaking sweet. It's pretty.
Wrestling looks so nice on it.
It does, doesn't it? What's next?
Which celebrity death from 2016, aka the year the Grim Reaper went on overload, traumatized you the most? I'm going to call this a twofer, because it's a mother-daughter, and they died within a day of each other. Actually, one died today. Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher? Jesus?
I'll go with that. Death doesn't strike me. It hit me hard right now.
Because there's been so much of it.
It's been so much of it. It's just a blur at this point, honestly. What was the most shocking one was China dying, though.
Yeah, that was hard. That was really hard.
That was a late night surfing the internet one. I'll go with that one as my answer. Now I'm thinking about it. What's next?
Which non-wrestling show did you enjoy this year?
Once Upon a Time, The Royals, Fuller House, Kevin Can Wait, Big Bang Theory, Property Brothers, because that's currently on my TV at the moment. They look really bright now. New fashion technology. That's my list off the top of my head. Those are shows I watch that are not wrestling. What about you?
Sorry, I had a cough. Well, let's see. Once Upon a Time, The Royals, pretty much anything on HGTV. I'm addicted to it. The Crown. I got into Timeless. Not sure if I fully enjoyed it or not. Took me a while to get into it. Westworld, again, took me a while to get into it because it's super slow. Gilmore Girls. So yeah, that's kind of what I watch. I watch a lot of Netflix lately because I finally signed up for Netflix.
So that's kind of her thing at this point.
That's kind of my thing at this moment.
Thank you, Whit, for the last series of questions.
Thanks, Whit.
All right, next.
For you, why can't someone earn a point for an appearance of a commentator, crew, etc.? If they only earn 1 point for the appearance, isn't that more harmful than taking a superstar who can earn multiple points for victories and such?
If you really want to waste your time, pick John Doe, Doan, whatever his name is, and pick him as on your fantasy team Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on Russell Talk Radio. By all means, go right ahead. But here's the thing. You will lose that way. No, you cannot get a point if your guy is going to be a weekly commentator on 205 Live.
It should be a thing.
It's not going to be a thing. So
Brent sent that, didn't he?
The rest of Brent. You've been warned.
Thank you, Brent.
Yeah.
No, it should be a thing. It should totally... He is an active member of the roster. You get an appearance point if they show up and do commentary on Raw or SmackDown. Why can't it be 205 Live?
Because his job is commentator... Until he's back in the ring, you get no points. Next.
That's crap. That is complete and utter crap.
If you want to have Austin Aries just sit on your team and get you no points, you can have him.
But he should get a point. It's an appearance point. He showed up on TV.
No.
Announcer should be in play.
If you want to just build your team of announcers, by all means, pick Mauro Ranallo. See how many points you get. Zero.
You're such a dick.
Next.
For you, what hurts more, stupid pants or stupid shield?
Stupid pants. Move on. Because it's her, not you, Brent.
Who will be the first person released from WWE in 2017?
Jack Swagger.
Paige.
Who will be the biggest name released in the year? Who will be the biggest signing? All one sort of category.
I was trying to, you know, ask it in succession.
I know.
I still say Paige will probably
Paige
be the
would
biggest
be the
release.
Paige would be the biggest name. Biggest
As for signing? I'm trying to think of who they haven't picked up.
Kurt Angle will appear at Survivor Series to promote WWE 2K18. Write that down in your predictions. In turn.
Yeah, I'll go with that, because I don't know. I'm honestly not familiar enough with the indie scene these days to really call who could get signed, because I... Really,
but it's this
really
thing,
don't know.
But they're not big enough stars to be signed yet. They're not on that level. So if you're talking big signing, Kurt Angle would be a big signing.
The only one I could think would probably be Kota Ibushi, if they actually somehow sweet talk him into coming to the United States permanently.
But he's not looking for that right now.
That or either Kenny Omega or Adam Cole.
Adam Cole would be a big one, but I'd say Kurt Angle 2K18 video game Survivor Series. Book it.
Let's see. Like regulation in soccer, name three people on the main roster to send to NXT, and name three people currently in NXT to replace them on the main roster.
I would send Apollo Crews and Breezango to NXT, and I would replace them with The Revival and Bobby Roode.
I would send Nia Jax back. I would honestly send Bo back. And I'm looking at the roster right now. And you know what? I would send Braun back.
And you would replace him with who?
Joe, Roode, and Asuka.
Lindsay, you can only capture one of the following on your trip to WWE tomorrow. Who do you take? Jesus, this is really really a question. Really? Alexa Renee or Bray? Oh, I wonder who she's going to choose.
Bray.
Shocker. Let me get my shock face.
Wait, really? Really? Like, it was even a question?
I that's what I said, yes.
I am not going to screw with Alexa. That is, like, 5 feet of, like, kill you. And at least Bray is friendly-ish.
Friendly as co-leader around.
He will walk right up to you and give you a hug. I mean, it's not even a question on this. Hey, you know, at least I can be like, you know, just use certain feminine wiles. Be like, oh, come home with me. And he won't do it because he's married. But, you know, it could be a thing. It could work. You never know.
Next question.
For you, if someone walks out to the name is part of the intro graphic and defends the title under the name, doesn't that mean no? Not reading the rest of that.
Doesn't that mean Randy is part of the family?
That's to you. That's not to me.
Yes. Randy Orton is part of the family. I just made sure you read that one. Anyway, next.
Assholes.
I didn't come up with a question.
Brunch corner. Name three people who you don't think will be there to see in 2018 in honor of the ball-kicking year that was 2016.
No, okay. Moving. Well, next question. Not answering.
Okay, wait. Not there as in...
Yes. Hashtag blame Rob.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not. No. No, we're not putting that out in the universe. No.
Next.
What is the one gimmick match you wish they would bring back for an occasion? What is one currently done that you never want to see again?
Chairs get rid of. Bring back for a special occasion.
I wouldn't mind seeing the chamber again.
Well, that's coming back in February. Supposedly, the intern's going to take a trip there.
Take away?
To add back in for the one time only, let's bring back World War III. 60 men, 3 rings, over the top battle royal.
Really?
Everyone's gonna say war games, war games. No, let's do the 60 men over the top rope battle royal, 3 rings. 3 rings of circus. Or better yet, the bunkhouse, the uncensored match where they rode on the back of a truck. That one. We'll do that one.
Okay. I would say chamber, or I'm trying to think of what else there is that isn't like gimmick specific.
Casket match. We haven't seen a casket match in a while.
Well, but that's like gimmick specific to like Taker. Only Taker really does those, unless you give it to Wyatt. Yeah, we'll go with chamber. I can't think of another one to really bring back.
And which one do you want to get rid of?
Honestly, TLC.
Okay.
Like, we've had some really good TLC matches the last couple years, but I hate that match because it's so dangerous. It scares me every time they do one.
Is it time to get rid of gimmick-centric pay-per-views? TLC, Hell in a Cell. Would doing so make the matches more special again, and or is it too late? Yes, get rid of the gimmick-themed pay-per-views except for Money in the Bank. Even that you can get rid of, but they're bringing that back. But all gimmick pay-per-views should, the specialized gimmick match pay-per-views should die because you should be able to build up to big matches instead of trying to fit all the gimmick matches in a 7-week period.
I would say get rid of Hell in a Cell and TLC, the ones where they actually are the specific to the match, just because it's like Hell in a Cell, if it's used properly, which it really should be, it can be a very, very effective match. Otherwise, you're purposely building two feuds every year to be in the cell, and it's just, it can be a little bit much because you know exactly where it's going, and it, you know, as opposed to, it's like when Hunter and Taker called for the cell at Mania a few years ago, it was like, oh, they're breaking out the cell for Mania, huh, kind of thing. So it makes a little bit more sense to do it like that. I would say at least get rid of Hell in the Cell if you have to do only one, but I mean, overall, I mean, at this point, you're so used to it and you're kind of desensitized to it, I don't think it really matters,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. But I would keep Money in the Bank for sure.
What is your New Year's tradition?
Get drunk.
Watch the ball drop.
Yeah, get drunk and watch the peach drop, although this year I don't think they're dropping the peach. I think I have to watch the ball in New York, bastards.
Next.
For you, fuck, marry, kill, Charlotte, Sasha, and Bailey.
F, Sasha, marry, Bailey, kill Charlotte? No, I'm not answering the next one.
You have to.
No, I don't. I really don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Fuck, marry, kill. Finn, Seth, Cesaro, the internet darlings.
Kill Rollins, Finn, F, and Cesaro, marry? I don't know.
Cesaro would make a good husband. I'm pretty sure he's already wifed up.
You with TJ?
No, I think besides TJ.
But anyway, he's married to TJ.
Yeah, he's totally married to TJ.
All right, F, marry, kill for you. Bray, Dean, Taker.
Well, Taker's already dead, so kill Taker. Fuck Dean, marry Bray? I don't know.
Alexa, Becky, and Lana. Same scenario.
Honestly, kill Lana? Sorry? Fuck Alexa and marry Becky?
Who is the best wrestler never to win the world title?
Jesus. Piper?
Yeah, go with Piper. Piper is always a good answer for that. Mr. Perfect. Go with Mr. Perfect to be different. Oh, Jesus. Alright, will the following people end up in the Hall of Fame, or what do you think they need to make it? do to make it. Dolph Ziggler, no, he won't be a Hall of Famer. New Day, they'll... Alright, Dolph Ziggler, you... Yes or no?
No.
New Day.
Yes.
They shouldn't, but they will. Kofi should, though.
They won't be first ballot, but it depends on what they do in the rest of their career. It's still a little early on New Day, but I would say at least for the title reign, they have a chance of making it in.
Kofi will. The other two won't. Bold prediction. Mark Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big Show.
Yeah.
Kane.
Yup.
Yeah. Natalya.
Honestly, no.
No. She hasn't done enough. She hasn't she's been around a long time, but accomplishments mean something for a Hall of Fame. She's not in that realm.
Yeah, I mean, I love Natty to death. I think she's the sweetest human being alive, but being a heart isn't enough.
Mickey James.
Yeah.
Yeah. Daniel Bryan. He could be the big name this year.
He probably will be.
If he wants it. So yes, Daniel Bryan. Hardy Boys.
Jeff, yes. Matt, no.
Should they? Yes. Will they? Probably not. If not, it'll be like 10 years from now.
They have to end their affiliation with TNA before they'll put him in.
Mm-hmm. John Bradshaw Layfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could be in this year.
I'm surprised he's not already in. I'm really surprised he did not go in last year for Dallas.
He's one of those, they can put him in any year.
But they had the perfect shot in Dallas.
I know. Kurt Angle, eventually.
Yeah. If he can kind of calm down the legal troubles and everything else he's got going on, they'll let him in. But otherwise, they're going to keep him out.
Batista.
Ooh, that's a borderline.
Eventually, yes.
I can actually see him going in the celebrity wing.
He won't go in a celebrity wing, but they'll tie it into his celebrity. Paul Heyman.
Posthumously.
In a decade. Shane or Stephanie?
Yes to both, but I can see Shane going in, definitely.
I figured it out. They'll be going in as the McMahon family. That's how you get Vince in. You induct the McMahon family.
No, they'll do Vince after he's gone.
I know, but if he's still alive and kicking, they'll induct the McMahon family.
They really should do Vince while he's alive. We've said this before on the show, and a lot of people have said this. Vince needs to go in while he's still alive, so it could be if Vince steps down, which probably won't happen, but it could happen. They'll put him in at that point. But Vince really needs to go in the Hall of Fame for everything he's done for that company. Same with Linda. Linda deserves to go in that Hall of Fame, too.
Like I said, the McMahon family. Do any of these pre-Attitude Era people deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? Demolition, Rick Rude, David Boy Smith, Honky Tonk Man.
Rick Rude.
Second, David Boy Smith.
Yeah.
Third, Honky Tonk Man. Fourth, Demolition. If you're going to power rank them, that's how I do it.
Book your ideal WrestleMania 33. Doesn't have to be the plans currently in place by WWE.
We'll answer this question next week.
Okay.
I'm executing a decision this one because we can actually do a whole segment on that.
Fair enough.
We'll save that one for next week.
Fair enough. What will happen first? Cleveland wins a division title or the Eagles win the Super Bowl?
Eagles win the Super Bowl. You going to answer that one?
Cleveland wins a division title.
Next.
So, Rock, what stung more? Losing to me in Season 1 of WTR Fantasy by a rather wide margin, or losing by one measly point to the intern in Season 2 of WTR Fantasy?
I answered this one already. You.
So I was more glorious than him?
Mm-hmm.
Damn right.
I talk to you daily, so it hurts more that way.
Because every time somebody from his former team shows up, oh, you could have gotten a point for that!
Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, the new WTR Fantasy Season 3 draft happens. Be there, people.
So, please explain, how is it a perfect week can begin with a loss?
It just can't.
It's not an explanation.
I said so.
I tried.
Recognize. I don't have an answer for that. Next.
How many live events have you been to, and excluding any WrestleManias, what was your favorite?
Never been to WrestleMania. I would say 7 or 8, and it's been a long-ass time.
Live events total? I won't say. It's probably, like, around 7 or 8, maybe as high as 10. I went to Mania when it was here in Atlanta.
You've gone to at least 3 or 4 since in the last few years, so, you know, you're probably about 12, 13.
Yeah, it's hard to say because I have to think back. I remember my very first one was Raw.
You've been to Raw, you've been to pay-per-views, you've been at least 15, maybe.
I'm on a pay-per-view.
You're on a pay-per-view. Undertaker steals your water bottle.
No, it's John Cena.
John Cena, that's right. John Cena.
John Cena stole my water bottle. That's right. If you want to see me...
Fire up your networks.
Pull up Armageddon... Crap, what year was it?
03?
03 or 04, whichever one was in Atlanta. Go to the match between John Cena and Armando Estrada and look for the chick in the black and the pink sweater. That's me.
It wasn't Armando Estrada. I was the manager.
Who was it? It's Cena versus who?
Carlito?
Was it Carlito?
Or was it Carlito's bodyguard? Hold on.
Oh, Jesus. To the Google.
Hold on. Why is my Twitter still blowing up? Brent, I blame you. Armageddon.
Right.
2003. We'll start with 2003.
Incidentally, I think that was the last.
That was not the one. So it's Armageddon 2004 in Duluth, Georgia. The match was John Cena versus Jesus.
Jesus. All I knew was Armando Estrada was
there. He was Aaron Aguilera, but it was not Armando Estrada. Armando Estrada wasn't even on the show.
I don't know.
Anyway, there you go.
So yeah, I would say Armageddon or, the one where the house show where I drove to South Carolina to see my friend Sherry before she moved to Japan. And it was one of the last times I saw Taker live on a house show. He was going to be in South Carolina. And so I drove over there and she and I went to the show together and we were both Taker fans. We screamed our heads off when he came out. And then that or Survivor Series last year. Survivor Series last year was pretty damn epic.
I can't tell you my favorite. I can tell you one of my most disappointing ones.
Oh?
It was the week of Survivor Series 95, I believe. Remember when Shawn went out with his concussion angle?
Oh.
I had good seeds and he was supposed to be there and then he wasn't. That was disappointing. Saw him the following year. That was disappointing. Hopefully
it's like
that.
Go ahead. That was like the very first time I ever went to Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Taker was supposed to be there, and that was the week he got married to wife number two, and he went on his honeymoon. It was the week they were in Atlanta. It's like every time WWE would come to Atlanta, inevitably the Undertaker would never come. He would never be here. Somehow, some way, he would always find a way to not show up in Atlanta. So that was like kind of the joke. The Undertaker hates Atlanta between me and my friends because it's like he would never come here ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started coming. They finally started making him come. But it was like there for the longest while. It's like he wouldn't show up here. It sucked. It's awful. It's like, you bastard. It's like he would go everywhere else but here.
One of the memories where I think it was the following year house show. Saw all the wrestlers, like saw X-Pac and Ahmed Johnson sleeping in the press box.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Oh, I remember going to a Raw. I think it was the Raw where they had ECW invade.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the invasion angle. And they had Shane, or they know they had Heyman and like all the wrestlers from ECW show up.
Yeah.
And I had run to the bathroom and I was coming back and they were walking in as I was coming back. And I was like, okay, shit's about to go down. All right, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah, you were there for that event.
I remember that.
That's one of my favorite shows.
Remember, because Bubba Ray Dudley stared at my boobs.
Hey-o.
The Rack. Attracting wrestlers, even then.
Attracting wrestlers since 2001.
Ding! So, you just want a large sum of money, say $2 million or more, but you can only make 3 purchases with the money. What would you do? What would you buy / do with it?
I'm a Jew, I'd save it. But I'd buy a big house, fancy car, take a really expensive trip. Because you gotta make purchases, right? Yeah.
Honestly, I would expand my house and in the process pay it off. Kind of get a twofer there. I would pay off my car and fuck it, I go to WrestleMania.
There you go.
Floor seats, front row, the works.
See, I was trying to expend like $2 million. You went reasonable.
That's how I am these days. I would blow all the money on wrestling.
That'd be a good plan. Speaking of, who from TNA would you like to see in WWE? / NXT. I know I skipped one. We'll go back to the one.
I don't even know who's in TNA anymore.
EC3.
Well, he was there and he left. Excuse me.
Yeah, I know he was there and he left, but EC3.
If he could straighten himself out and not be a jerk about it, I would say Storm. Because he's the only name that I really know in TNA these days that would have a shot.
Or we could talk about former guest of the Rack, Broken Matt Hardy.
No, absolutely not, no.
What movies are you looking forward to most in the new year? I don't know. Anything that's funny.
Beauty and the Beast.
Anything funny.
Star Wars.
See, I don't know what's coming out next year, so I have nothing, no idea.
Okay, well, this is where we go to the Google. And let's see, movie, let's see, 20, 17, 17, not 7. Movies, where's the list? All right, so we have Justice League, Transformer Last Night, Guardians of the Galaxy, The Mummy, Logan, Kong, Skull Island, Spider-Man, Alien, Thor, Star Wars Episode 8, Wonder Woman, Pirates of the Caribbean. Can we stop with those?
They said no.
John Wick, Despicable Me, Beauty and the Beast, Power Rangers, The Lego Batman Movie, War for the Planet of the Apes, Baywatch, XXX, Kingsman, The Golden Circle, Ghost in the Shell, 50 Shades Darker, The Dark Tower, Cars 3.
Hold on. Is that 2 different movies?
Yes.
Because if you combine them, anyway.
It could be the same thing, yeah.
It could be the same thing. Continue.
Valyrian and the City of a Thousand Planets, World War Z 2.
Because we needed a second.
A Cure for Wellness, Annabelle 2, because we needed a second one of that. King Arthur, Transpotting 2, The Fate of the Furious.
I want to see that.
Jumanji.
Seems funny with The Rock.
Baby Driver.
No idea.
Pitch Perfect 3.
Because we needed a third.
Flatliners.
Hashtag blame Rob.
Smurfs The Lost Village.
Got nothing.
Saw Legacy.
Because we need it one more.
Right? A Dog's Purpose.
Is that where you walk a dog and they take a crap?
Not exactly. The Boss Baby.
Is that the dude from the E-Trade commercials?
Kind of.
I'm just trying to make humor. Let's go.
Table 19, Insidious, Sleepless, The Nut Job 2.
Wait, there was a Nut Job 1?
Yes.
Okay.
The Emoji Movie.
Wait, hold, time out. The Emoji Movie?
Yes.
Emoji Movie.
From what I understand, it's along the lines of Sausage Party.
Okay. It's an animated movie. What?
Moving on.
To be announced as Poop Daddy, a poop emoji. Steven Wright as Mel Meh. Jeans emoji father. We have a jailbreak, a code break emoji. An outsider emoji who can show multiple expressions, played by TJ Miller. We have an ice cream emoji, and we have a devil emoji. What the actual, you know what? Why is this a thing?
This is so entertaining.
The tagline on the thing is, not easy being meh. What? Sony, what are you smoking?
Everything.
We have a world of... Okay, just move on.
American Made.
American Males. American Males.
Fist Fight. The Coldest City. The Bye Bye Man. Coco. And The Shack.
The Shack?
The Shack.
Is it S-H-A-Q or S-H-C-K?
Shack as in hut.
Jabba?
Sure.
But there's an emoji movie. Really? Really? Really?
Thank you for opening this can of worms.
James Corden is high five a hand emoji. Really? Really?
Yep. So anyway, Star Wars, Beauty and the Beast.
The Fate of the Furious, Beauty and Beast sounds halfway interesting. Need something to make me laugh, and it can't be emojis.
Oh, come on, the emojis will be hilarious.
If you would like to see us, like...
No, I don't want to watch it. You watch it.
No, if I have to suffer through it, you're going to suffer through it.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Yeah.
This is not a thing.
Come on. You know you want to watch it.
Nope.
Come on. It's an emoji movie. It's going to be loads of fun.
Nope.
Okay. Then we won't.
You can watch it.
I don't want to watch it.
You can suffer through it.
I really don't want to.
You sure?
I'm positive. And, oh yeah, we have one more question. This one comes... And you know what? We're going to save this one. Because this one we can do as a segment too. Because I know the question. We'll save that one.
Is it on the sheet?
It's the audio question.
Oh, no, come on!
You sure?
Yes.
I would save it for next week's show.
We already have something for next week's show.
Okay, you asked. We'll answer.
Good afternoon, the Rat people. Rock and Lindsay. Anyways, this is Team Chat from Washington Beach. And if you cannot hear him, but I do have one last question to ask. Who is on your Mount Rushmore of people who give great promo? You know, people like Ric Flair is always the go-to, or The Rock. But who else is on that mountain of Mount Rushmore in your world? Anyway, have a happy new year and be safe, and we'll see you next year. Bye.
The basic question is, who is on your Mount Rushmore of promos?
Heyman. Bray. I'm trying to think of who else. Edge. And you what? Bear.
We'll go with... He wants us to actually do include, like, The Rock and Ric Flair. But I'm going to give my four anyhow. I would put The Rock on there. All time, you do say Ric Flair, but I'm going to just go give my four. The Rock.
Shit, I forgot Dusty. Sorry.
The Rock, Steve Austin, Triple H, Paul Heyman. Because if you go and watch the real Triple H stuff from 2000, that era, he dropped great promos.
Oh, yeah. He totally did.
He still drops a great promo now and then when he wants to. So those are my four. You can throw Dusty's and the Flares and everyone else. It's just, oh, the four off the top of my head are like the four people I listen to. Bray's on there, but he's not all time yet. So, but I can always listen to a Triple H or a Paul Heyman or an Austin or a Rock. I like Shawn Michaels promos. I thought they were always good. Vince McMahon, underrated. He was awesome. Those are mine. So there you go. That was...
Pop Goes the Rat and Ask the Rack.
Yeah, I meant to do this.
You ask it, we answer it.
It's Ask the Rack.
Had the thing lowered. Anyway, so that was Ask the Rack. That was Pop Goes the Rack. And that means we're done.
That means we're done. So you know what? Do your plugs.
The simple plug. Check out the website, wildtalkradio.com. We have content almost daily. We have Russell Talk Radio on Sunday nights. We have the Raw at 10 p.m. Eastern. We have Raw Post Show 10 p.m. Eastern. We have CB Radio Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern. That's at cbradiolive.com and wildtalkradio.com. You have this show, The Rack, which airs live Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out all the fine programming. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rackradioshow, for daily content. Some changes are coming with more content and stuff. It's going to be awesome. Check it out, youtube.com/rackradioshow. Follow us on Twitter at wildtalkradio, facebook.com/wildtalkradionetwork. Rack Radio Show on the Facebook and the Twitters. Just thank you for listening. Check us out. Give us a like. Give us a follow. And just interact with us. We're fun people.
We are fun people. We laugh, as you can tell. We give smart aleck answers. We play evil cards every Saturday night. We're fun people. We have a good time. We like to have a good time. So, yes. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this year. Thank you, everybody, to listening for the show. Thank you for submitting questions. Thank you for interacting with us on Twitter. And the list goes on and on and on. We say this every year, that we are beyond grateful to everybody that listens to this show, that downloads our interviews, that puts up with our semi-professionalism, that does everything, basically, with the show. You know, it's still astounding to me. What, 4 years later? You've been doing this 4 years?
We've been doing this together since 2012.
So 4 years that it's gone where it's gone, and we've interviewed the people that we've interviewed, and that anybody listens to this show at all and enjoys the show is just beyond my comprehension that you guys like it. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. It means the world to me that you guys really do enjoy this, because we do this for fun. We don't get paid. We do this because we like to, you know, basically talk wrestling and run our mouths and talk crap and, you know, all that other stuff. So that's why we do this. We do this purely for enjoyment. So thank you so much for enjoying our enjoyment. And with that, I'm done being sappy. I'm done being, you know, soppy. It's a new year. It's a fresh start, so everybody, start your fresh start by going out and checking our awesome sponsors, Gerwick.net, TNAsylum.net, The Haven for TNA fans, and Wrestling Figure Photography. Go to Instagram.com, so that's MBG1211, for all the stop-motion action figure photography needs. What? And follow the journey.
Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211, subscribe to his YouTube channel, youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. That was the original plug from a long time ago. That's old school.
Old school, taking it back to the beginning of 2016 to end 2016. Good riddance 2016.
We're done. Bye.
We're done. Bye. So everybody have a happy new year. Have a safe new year and see you in 2017. This has been The Rack on wildtalkradio.com. Pop Goes The Rack. We are out.
WildTalkRadio.com.